Hi everybody, I'm an astrologer, Alison Chester Lambert, and I'm pleased to talk to you on this virtual light broadcast about the astrology for June. Well, so we're not quite halfway through the year, are we? And what a year it is going to turn out to be, and has become already. Okay, so we are in the middle of what I see as a relentless pursuit of the transformation of our lives. We're in a very unnatural light at the moment. We must, I suppose, be feeling as if we can't quite recognise the place that we're in, as if we've fallen down a rabbit hole. Any moment now, the Queen of Hearts will appear. And that is kind of where we are, because the rise of the feminine, which is what this is all about, is an unnatural state. So this unnatural light, if you like, is the unnatural state that we find ourselves in. But what it does, because it's feminine, and feminine is all about going down, not up, it's all about depth, not height, it allows, or it forces, an exploration of our deepest structures. And because these things that are being changed forever, it may be that we have to reach into the deepest, most rigid structures of our lives to make changes that are that worthy, that are that big. And certainly life, the cosmos, knows that huge changes are needed, because the trajectory of the collective in terms of burning up planetary resources, polluting the planet, we were on course to hit the iceberg. So imagine that we are sitting on the deck of a very famous ship and the iceberg has been sighted, then we were most certainly headed straight for it. The rise of the feminine may indeed take us off that course, and we may be able to save the ship and ourselves, the Titanic, of course. But that's where we're at. So it's big stuff. So let's just look at the feminine for a moment. So the way I see the feminine, anyway. So the feminine, as far as I'm concerned, is described by the elements of water and earth, probably water more so, and that is the soul element of our being. The fire element, which is masculine energy, is our spirit and our mind, and our body and soul, as far as I'm concerned, are the feminine. And sometimes the masculine sides of us, so the spirit and the mind, are so chatty and so loud, as masculine energy always is, that a lot of us, I feel, have failed to ever listen to our soul. We have failed to ever go deep inside and know what our soul really wants to say, because it's only in perfect silence, with the masculine completely silent, so that's the brain silent and the spirit, the fire of spirit silent, that the water of soul can be heard. And that is why we're in a very special time at the moment, because when we are in the same place, we have only one way to travel, and that is down. And so therefore we have the environment that we need to discover the soul, listen to the soul, hear our unconscious, because we are physically in the same place, locked down, a lot of us, and that means that we cannot travel in any other direction other than where we are. And so there we truly reach the feminine. And so there we truly start to look at and discover the changes that are necessary from the heart, from the depth, from the soul. This is unusual territory. As I said, it's unnatural light. And so this can feel like a very strange time, but it's for the reasons that I've just stated. So also at the moment, I want you to understand that some people may be protected by the most remarkable energy this year. Their lives may feel so easy, like they're in this protected bubble and they're just being wafted along. It may feel as if there's like a cushion of air gently easing you. And if you're in this state, then you'll be worried that there's nothing to worry about. You know, why are you so protected? Why are you so looked after? Why is everything working out so perfectly for you? When in actual fact, shouldn't we be worried about the potential disaster for the whole human race? Well, there is a reason. There's a planet called Jupiter involved here. And so Jupiter, for the very special few, may be providing this protection. We got a whiff, actually, of this protection, of this confidence, of this no worries. When, in fact, it's a disconnection from struggle, a disconnection from worry. And we got a whiff of this, this kind of protected existence, when the whole collective appeared to sleepwalk en masse into accepting lockdowns without a murmur. It's like we were sheep, and without question, we just walked blindly forward, following our leaders, really. And we may yet to live to regret that, in actual fact, because we'll just have to wait and see, I guess, where is that taking us. But I'm not so sure that we will be feeling like sheep when we see the results of what will happen as a result of that. But anyway, that's another story. So going back to finding things are working out beautifully, if you're one of these protected people, you will know you are because of the timing of events. Perfect timing is one of the features of this helpful energy. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you want to tile your bathroom floor, and it's difficult enough to get tiles in a lockdown, right? But let's say you found the bathroom tiles. You phoned a local DIY that was open, and they said, yeah, we've got them. And you want 13 packets of these tiles. So when you find this DIY and you find that they're open and you find that they have your tiles, then you will also find out that they have 13 packets. And then someone helpfully will offer you assistance in going to the shop and getting your 13 packets of tiles. It's that kind of timing. The perfect timing for me, I was lucky enough to sell my house just in time and then buy another house just in time. So it's that kind of, you know, whoa, this is a magic carpet, right? Is this real? I mean, should I worry about this? Is this going too well? Well, if you are in that perfect energy, that beautiful energy, then just trust. Yes, you are being protected. Carry on, ask for more. Keep working with the cosmos. But there is something you must do. And that is, every time you recognize this perfect timing, you must say, oh, that was perfect. Thank you, Cosmos. Thank you for the perfect timing. It's absolutely necessary to keep on board with that, okay? So, we are still only halfway through the events of the year. And we cannot expect, therefore, to see the finishing line yet. There is so much more that has yet to be uncovered. The feminine is slower. It takes its time. And it is the degree of the penetration that is most remarkable here. The feminine is taking us down, but the degree, the depth to which we're going to uncover things in our lives that weren't right. You know, these deep-seated family issues which are being forced to the surface. Things to do with home and relationships and authority and sympathy, sensitivity, all Capricorn, Cancer elements, of course. So without moving very far at all, we are discovering more than we ever thought possible. So quite some times. Now I want to talk to you about the moon's nodes, just for those who love the jargon. So the moon's nodes are where the moon path crosses the sun path. It happens out in space around the Earth, and it's where space-time is ripped. The fabric of space-time is ripped because of the amount of disruption, the crossing over of the magnetic field lines, and also the gravitational corridors. It creates such a disturbance in our space-time that it tears. And so we get something of the other dimensions coming in. It's a very karmic space. It has a lot of karma associated with it. Anyway, these moon's nodes have been in Cancer Capricorn, along with everything else, for some time. Year and a half, probably more than that, I think. Yeah. But they have now moved into Gemini Sagittarius. So the disruption now moves into the area of education, communication, travel, and general freedom. Ring a bell? We can't travel. General freedom, always so disrupted. But also the freedom to believe what we wish. Now we've got another year or so to work this through, and so we'll get used to this disruption in this area. But for now, it's all new. One of the things that the people in the UK might recognise is how the education system is resisting the government's instructions to return the children to schools. So disruption there, that kind of thing, anything to do with education. Okay, now something else I want to talk to you about. June, very exciting. We are entering the eclipse season, and we have a number of eclipses this year. I mean, six, that's huge. I mean, you normally get four a year, five a year, something like that. Six, you only get that every four years, something like that. 2016, we probably had six. So it's quite a big year, and it always points to a year where there's a lot of disruption, so sort of a general thing. Anyway, so talking about the eclipses that are coming up then for June. So we've got a lunar eclipse on the night of the 5th, the 5th of June. And we will see this over the Euro-Asian continent. So it is in Sagittarius. Yes, I had to think about that for a moment. No, it's not. Oh, I'll tell you in a minute. I'll think about it because now it's got completely out of my head. I'm quite sure actually it is Sagittarius now I'm talking about it. And it's about free flying energy. That eclipse on the night of the 5th will be about a lot of high energy going all over the place. I'm going to pick up my notes in a second so I can tell you about that eclipse. It's somewhere in here, I know it is. At that point, yes, the sun is still in Gemini, so the moon is in Sagittarius. Cool, calls herself an astrologer. Anyways, but it's the next eclipse that I really wanted to talk to you about. It's the solar eclipse of the 21st of June. And this solar eclipse happens when the sun has only just entered into Cancer. We do get another eclipse after that, a lunar eclipse, but that doesn't happen until the 5th of July. So we'll look at that one in the next programme. But just for now, we'll look at the first two. The one of the 5th, the night of the 5th going into the 6th, that is all about loads of energy, loads of chatter, loads of communication, rows, high-flying energy, which can sometimes carry too much of a punch. Now, the solar eclipse of the 21st. Now, this is a really interesting one. It's at one of the most critical parts of the Sun-Moon-Earth relationship. So the dynamics between the Sun, Moon and the Earth and the relationship structure that they all have. This eclipse is going to happen at one of the most critical parts of that. That's quite important. And so it sort of literally translates as one of the most critical times for the human race, one of the most critical times for individual people. This is, you know, the height of critical. Anyway, so what a solar eclipse does, I'm just going to cover that in general, and it will apply to this one too. Over 50 miles from the Earth's surface, so go directly up 50 miles from the Earth's surface, and you will encounter the very important ionosphere. And this is one of the sort of protective blankets of atmosphere around the Earth. This ionosphere is kind of electrified, if we put it like that. It has electrical charge in it. And it is quite protective of the earth, and it interacts with the sun all the time and the sun's energy. And it particularly reacts to eclipses because we're turning off the solar radiation and then turning it on again quite quickly. So there's a huge reverberation in the ionosphere when we do that. So our planet has an interlocked atmosphere. Everything is sort of interlocked, so nothing can happen independent of the rest of it. And a very strong magnetic core to it. So there's a strong magnetic field which allows charged particles to flow along the field lines to all parts of the planet and ultimately to our own nervous systems in a localized way. So when the ionosphere is interrupted, as it is during an eclipse, there's a huge change to the ionosphere. There are repercussions in oh so many ways, not just the bow waves in the ionosphere, which go all around the planet, but along the field lines and all kinds of things. There is an association going back through history of eclipses and earthquakes. Earthquakes have the same impact on the ionosphere, or rather a similar impact, not the same impact, as the disruption in the energy moves upwards. So sort of earthquakes impact the ionosphere and then solar eclipses impact the ionosphere. This particular eclipse, the solar eclipse, will be seen throughout sort of the just around the equator, really, or moving like that around the equator. It starts in Africa and it peaks in northern India before swinging over the mountains of Tibet and finally mainland China. So it's covering a huge part of Africa and then mainland Europe, Asia, the Euro-Asian continent. And it roughly follows the Alpidi earthquake belt, which is quite an important one. And so it brings together a fault line and an eclipse path, which is quite important. And I think that's going to indicate, again, more disruptions, more kind of revelations. I think what we all need to do this month is to continue the work in processing. What feminine energy does, what soul energy does, is it processes, it reflects. And I think this is an important month, remembering that we need to process and reflect, work with everything that is coming our way. We're in very unusual times, and therefore there is very unusual events happening, very unusual energy all around us. And so we need to make the most of this. And a lot of people are. And where energy comes, which is unwanted, where energy comes, which is sort of breathtaking, stay with it, work with it on a soul level, work with it on your feminine level, keep plodding. There is a whole year ahead of us, actually, there's 6 months ahead of us, isn't there, where things will turn and turn and turn again. And we're not really sort of out of the main thrust of this energy until we get to December. So don't give up. Stay with it. Go down into it. Hold it. Hold the moment and work with it. Because in there is Jupiter, and you may find that protective energy. But also, this is deep soul work, which we all want to do, don't we? So it's all good for us, right? It's another opportunity for personal growth. Okay, so I hope that was useful. If you want to get in touch with me and have a reading, you can find me at alisonchesterlambert.com or just Google Alison Chester Lambert. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I love it. So we sit and have a coffee and we talk over Skype. Brilliant. See you next month. Hope that was useful. And you have a peaceful time. Thank you for listening. Okay, bye.